Welcome to the Bible Explained. I'm Brian Cutshaw, and I want to give you answers straight from the Bible. If you've ever wondered what the Bible actually says about the topics people are talking about right now, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we will take real-life questions and break down what the Scripture says about them so you can understand the truth and apply it to your life with confidence. If you enjoy it, be sure and subscribe and recommend us to your friends. Now let's get started.
Here's the first question. If Lucifer hadn't rebelled, would we still need Jesus to save us? Okay, so that's the question. If Lucifer had not have rebelled, would we still need Jesus to save us? So here's the thing I need to point out. Last week, I talked about a book called the Book of Jubilees. It's one of the books of the Apocrypha that claims that Adam and Eve lived in the garden 7 years before Eve was tempted. We don't know how long went by before Adam fell. The Bible does not give us a time frame for that. We just know that Eve was deceived, then she deceived her husband, and he partook as well. We also know from the Book of Jubilees that it was 100 years later before Cain killed Abel. Here's the other thing that we also know from the Bible. Satan was already in the garden when God created Adam and Eve. God created Adam and Eve knowing there was a choice. Knowing there was a tempter, because God wanted them to choose him and love him. He created them with free will so that they could be his true family and not have, if you have no choice to serve God, then you don't have a choice, and that's not true love. But when you have a choice, you're making that choice, you're giving your heart to the Lord. And so if Adam and Eve lived for 100 years without sinning, even after they fell, and if they lived for 7 years in a perfect world before they were even tempted to fall with Satan there, then the answer to the question is, if Lucifer hadn't have rebelled, would we still need Jesus to save us? And here's my answer. We don't need Jesus to save us because Lucifer fell. We need Jesus because Lucifer rebelled. We need Jesus to save us because we rebelled with him. That's the reason we need Jesus to save us. Now, Lucifer's fate was already there before Adam and Eve were even created. And we did not need Jesus to save us from Lucifer. We needed Jesus to save us from sin because we rebelled the same way he rebelled. And it's our rebellion that warrants our salvation, not anything that happened to him.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed.
Does God love Lucifer? Well, I think that obviously God loved Lucifer when he created him. He was the worship leader of heaven. I mean, he was the anointed cherub that covered. He was filled with precious stones, walked in the fiery stones of God, the anointed one. The Bible calls him the anointed one. I don't think God's going to anoint anything he doesn't love. So God loved Lucifer, but Lucifer is not the same as the Satan. He became Satan. That was Lucifer, but Lucifer became corrupt and became Satan. So my short answer is this: God loved Lucifer. God does not love Satan. And it's because of what he became that God cannot love him and all the things that he became. So interestingly enough, that the book of Isaiah 14 and the book of Ezekiel chapter 28 describes Lucifer as this anointed being in heaven. Now, what's interesting about that is that the name Lucifer, the one we call Lucifer, actually is a Latin word for the word Hallel, which is the actual Hebrew word. So the Hebrew word there in Isaiah is the word Hallel, which literally means the son of light. So let me read you that scripture in Isaiah. How you're falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you've cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. So in the original Hebrew, the word there is Hallel, which means shining one. That would be like us saying in English, hey, illuminated one. Hey, shiny one. That's what we would be saying. But when they wrote it in the Latin Vulgate, the word in Latin was Lucifer, which is not a name, it's a word that means something shiny. So when they word the word Lucifer later on, when they translate the Bible, they capitalized that word, which is a descriptive term of that angel, and they capitalized it. So now we treat it like an actual given name, which comes out of the Latin Vulgate Bible. But it's only in the Bible once, and it's the word Hillel in Hebrew, which means, oh, shiny one. So that's what God was describing. But Lucifer became Satan. We know that because Isaiah 14 says how you're fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. And then Jesus says in Luke 10 and 18, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So he basically confirms what Isaiah wrote, that he saw Lucifer when he was kicked out of heaven. Now, why did he get kicked out of heaven? How did Lucifer become Satan? This is called the five I wills of Satan. So this is how Lucifer becomes Satan. This is his five I wills. He says in chapter 14 of Isaiah again, how you're falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you're cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations, for you said in your heart, and these are what he said, the five I wills, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And then he said, I will be like the Most High God. He wanted to become God. He wanted to sit on a throne like God. And when he did that, his heart was filled with arrogance and pride. The Bible says the reason he got kicked out, the worst sin that you could ever create, and by the way, we all need to watch this one, is pride. Because pride leads to a lot of other things. In this case, pride led to arrogance and corruption and rebellion in heaven. And that's how Lucifer became Satan, or in Hebrew, the Satan is what they would call it. So did God love Lucifer? Yes, he did. Does God love Satan? No, he doesn't. There is nothing in God that could love a hideous creature. And I said this last week, but I want to say it again. If you could see Jesus and Satan standing side by side, there is no way in the world, if you saw them for who they are, and you saw a loving God that gave himself for your sins and died on a cross for your sins, and next to that, you saw one who kills, steals, destroys, ruins nations, ruins young lives, enslaves people in addiction. If you saw him for who he was, there is no way in the world you would ever choose Lucifer over Jesus. Sin is not about you choosing the devil. Sin is about you choosing yourself. Satan knows you would never choose him, so he never shows you himself. He shows you the grass is greener. He shows you something besides that. He shows you a better life, because he knows if you really saw him, you would never choose evil. You would never choose sin. So he makes you choose yourself over God. Ultimately, sin is me choosing myself over God.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.